Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Waste Matters on the Air, the show that delves into issues around waste and how to prevent it. I'm your host, Alan Pennington, a waste reduction coordinator with Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here in our studio today with my guest, Pete Grill of Garten Services. Hello, Pete. And Pete's going to be talking about a lot of things about recycling that I think you're going to find very interesting. But before we get to Pete and his topic, there's a few announcements that I want to make, pass on to you, because there's something coming up this Saturday I think you're going to find very, very interesting, because I know right now you don't have anything else to do this Saturday. So what you want to do is you want to go to the Cart to Art event, which is going to be this Saturday evening at between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, this October 11th. That's this Saturday. And it's a fundraiser for Straub Environmental Center. And basically what it is, it's a show of various artwork made from recycled materials. Many of the pieces are going to be auctioned off to raise funds for Straub's many free or low-cost environmental programs. Where is this? Well, if you know where the Kmart is out there on Mission Street and 25th, it's exactly catty-cornered to that place on the opposite corner, and it's the old Capital Subaru building right there on the corner of Mission and 25th. So if you need more information and want to get tickets in advance, you can just go to www.straubenvironmentalcenter.org. And again, that's from 6 to 8 o'clock on Saturday. And then also, if you have an affinity for trees, the Salem Area Friends of Trees is having a crew leader training that's going to be Saturday, October 25th, which is coming right up, and it's going to be at 9 o'clock at Clark Creek Park. That's right down just in South Salem. And so they're going to meet at 9 o'clock down at Clark Creek Park, and after the planting there, they're going to head over to Life Source. There's a common room there, and they're going to be doing some more training, and they're going to give you a free lunch. And so you should be done between about 1 and 2 o'clock. If you want to know a little bit more information about that, just go to www.friendsoftrees.org. So let's think a little bit about what I mentioned in our last show, which was 2 weeks ago. We mentioned the three R's of solid waste, and you should remember what those are. That's, if you're listening, you should know, I suppose. That's going to be reduce, reuse, recycle, just like the song said. And but it's the trio is listed in that particular order. It's not a coincidence. They're actually listed as in the order of importance, both for environmental and economic impacts. Now, last show, you might remember that we spoke with Bruce Wadley of Barnwood Naturals, who discussed the second of the three R's, reuse. Today, we're going to focus pretty much almost exclusively on the recycle leg of the trio, and see if we don't gain a little bit of appreciation for just how much work it takes to get those old plastic bottles that you might have tossed into your blue bin into the hands of somebody who can actually do something with it. And as I stated before, our guest today is Pete Grill, the Recycling Operations Supervisor for Garten Services. And let me tell you, that title just does not do Pete any justice at all. As I was kidding Pete the other day when we were chatting and when I was talking to him about the program, I said, you know, your title is kind of like saying Barack Obama is a government employee, because Pete's real title should be the go-to guy. And that's just not just for Garten staff. It's also, I can't think of the number of times that we over at Marion County and our waste reduction world have made the call over to Pete to say, hey, can Garten take? And if they can't take it, do you know? And just so that's the way it would go. So, Pete, so glad to have you here today. And I'd like to start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and also, what is Garten Services?
Well, thanks for having me. A little bit about myself. I'm a homegrown Oregonian. I was born in Roseburg, grew up in Salem. I'm dyed blue Salemite. I've worked at Garten for 18 years, up through the ranks, as it were. I had a great mentor in John Matthews. A lot of people might know who he is. He's a legend, not just in Salem, but throughout Oregon. He taught a lot of me of what I know, and I've expanded from there. What was the second part of that question?
Well, just thinking about what you've learned, I mean, what is it you do at Garten? I mean, who are you?
Well, I buy and sell all of our recyclables. I'm the one tasked with knowing what it is or where it should go. I also run the operations, which is people management. So I direct people, I teach people, I mentor people on recycling and how to do it.
Okay. So you do this for Garten Services. So tell us, what is Garten's mission?
Garten's mission is to provide employment and life opportunities for people with disabilities. What does that mean? It means having inclusion with people with disabilities into our society. We provide job training and life skills, work skills, for those that might not otherwise have the opportunity.
And how many people are we talking about here, Pete, more or less?
In recycling, it's right around 100. Garten as a whole, it's about 500.
Wow, that's impressive. That's a lot of people depending upon you guys being able to find not only a job that they can do, but also, you know, a market to make sure that there's income to pay for all that stuff.
Sure. Garten is more than just recycling. We have a mail service, mini post office, as it were. It's got its own optical sorter that will sort mail, thousands of pieces per minute. We have a package and assembly, which is basically putting kits together for companies or, you know, that type of thing. We have laundry service. We have janitorial service. We have custodial service. We have a retirement service that we call Daybreak for those people that are out of the workforce that provided a place for them to go rather than just sitting at home.
Well, that's great, Pete. So let me set the table for our listeners for a little bit when we were talking about recycling in Marion County and kind of thinking about what does it look like from a kind of in a sense a transportation perspective. So let's imagine that Alan throws a newspaper or an empty milk jug into the blue bin at home or over at my buddy's recycling dumpster at his apartment building. So how did those items actually get to where they need to go? And we're not talking about just Garten Services here. But.
Sure. The blue bin material, your curbside recycling, is picked up by your local garbage hauler, and then it's sent to Brooks, where it's packaged with everybody else's. We're talking about greater Salem area. And then it's transported to Clackamas or any other MRF that's in the Portland area, where it goes across what they call a MRF, Materials Recovery Facility. And those have morphed into big operations with big pieces of equipment and some automation and some still manual take apart. And they take all the pieces out that you put together and put them into their appropriate place. Newspapers, office papers, cardboard, plastics, metals, what have you.
Okay, so then they're going to go off to a market someplace and where they'll get sold. And
that's right.
Yes, so all this has a value. So my stuff gets sorted, sent off to a market someplace, and Garten does sorting, correct?
Currently we do commercial sorting.
Okay. So how do you get your material over at Garten? Who brings it to you?
We have a couple of haulers that bring us commercial material that they pick up similar to your curbside residential. But the majority of the stuff that we sort comes from our own contracts, and most of that is public entity, state, local, county government, that type of thing.
Okay. All right. So, Pete, for the reason we call you so much is because a lot of times we get some really strange things that we don't know what to do with, and you guys take a lot of crazy odds and ends that you find a home for, and we really appreciate that. But the really two big things in my mind right now that you guys have done for Marion County are electronics and batteries. I don't think most folks know that y'all are contracted to handle Marion County's electronics recycling. Every computer, monitor, TV, or printer that shows up at one of our two transfer stations ends up at Garten for processing. I think I've missed some things, but could you fill us in on what they are and what do you guys do with this stuff?
Well, we like to say it's easier to tell you what we don't take. That's across the board. With the electronics, the stuff that comes from Marion County, the two transfer stations, and what's delivered to us from the public, some of it is the CED program, the state take back law, the producer responsibility stuff. That's laptops, computers, and monitors, both flat screen and CRTs, which is due to expand this January. To include peripherals. We package the CED stuff, CED meaning covered electronic devices, for transportation up to Portland processors, who the manufacturers have chosen to disassemble those items. Everything else is disassembled at Garten with our folks with disabilities.
Okay, and then and when you guys disassemble it, then what? Do you sell it like
we,
that?
Yes, we break it down into its components. It's plastic, it's wire, circuit boards. One of the amazing things about circuit boards is you think a circuit board is a circuit board, but that's not true. We have 9 different categories. There's different categories for wire and such. And then we market it. We're very downstream cognizant that make sure that none of this is getting shipped off to some place that it shouldn't be shipped to. We ensure that the folks that we're selling to don't do that type of thing.
Okay. Well, I mentioned that these things can be taken out to the transfer station, and I just want to be clear that what a transfer station is. And those of you who've taken stuff, a lot of times people say, I'm going to take something out to the dump. And we don't really have dumps that you could take stuff to here in Marion County. You could take it out to Highway 22. There's the Marion County, it's the Salem-Keizer transfer station. And so that's basically where you dump stuff, but then we take it, you know, or the companies that operate that for us then take that stuff and they send it on to other places to be dealt with. And there's also one up in North Marion. So I just want to be clear that we don't have dumps that you can take stuff to. Anyway, so we're at a point now where Irma's got an important public service announcement for us.
The Friends of the Salem Public Library will hold their fall book sale from October 16 to the 19th. The location this year is 1555 12th Street Southeast. The site is next to Fitz Seafood and offers free parking. Thursday, October 16th, members only. Memberships available at the door. Friday, October 17 and Saturday, October 18 from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Sunday, October 19 is the $4 bag day from 1 to 5. Cash and checks only will be accepted for purchases. For more information, check www.salemfriends.org or 503-362-1755.
Thank you so much, Irma. You know, it's just next week, so that's great. South Salem, down on 12th Street. You can get some books next week. Anyway, I'm Alan Pennington, and you're listening to KMUC's Waste Matters on the Air, and my guest today is Pete Grell. We've been talking about a variety of things about recycling. Pete was just telling us before the little break there that about electronics recycling, but we also mentioned batteries. So tell us, somebody wants to get rid of their batteries, they can turn it in out at the transfer station, which we know is not a dump. They can take it into, say, a Fred Meyer or various places that have collections for batteries. So somehow we get those to Garten Services, and then what do you guys do to them?
We sort them. We sort them to type. Each battery has a different chemistry. Alkaline, lithium, and such. We sort them out to chemistry, and then we send them along at Marion County's behest to the folks that they've decided will accept them or purchase them.
So do you know what they do with them once they get them?
They recover the metals.
They recover the metals. So when you sort them, batteries could be dangerous, couldn't they?
Yeah. I think a lot of people have heard the issues of lithium. Lithium is very dangerous, especially exposed to the elements. So things like lithium batteries or certain alkaline batteries or other batteries that are above 9 volts, we tape them so they don't contact each other or anything else.
My guess is that a battery fire would be a pretty bad thing to have.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's avoid that. Thank you, Pete. So, okay, now I want to play a game because I want to talk about all the weird stuff that that Garten Services takes for us. And these are the things that I get the phone calls or myself or the other waste reduction coordinators always wondering about. Gosh, what do I do with this? Because people who are into recycling are very passionate about it, and they want to get everything they can recycled. So, Pete, I'm just going to name some things, and I want you to tell us yes, no, or something about them that would help us find a home for them if we could. So let's think about my old DVD CDs that I'm not going to use anymore.
We'll take them. They have value. They are honestly kind of valuable. They're up there. And along with other media, other types of media, and when I say media, we're talking about tape media, the old CDs or the old
cassettes
or VHS tapes. We'll take those as well.
Okay, so even the little regular, the old little cassette tapes?
The little audio cassette tapes, data tapes, VHS, beta. If it's got a tape in it, it's media, we'll take it.
I say that I'm going to give them to you, but I'm really not because I can't let go of them, even though I never listen to them. So what about the little cases that the CDs and the DVDs come in?
We'll take all of those as well.
The jewel cases.
That's right. Similar to other recyclings, they're made out of different chains. Got to fly. And we sort them out to type.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I'm sure you're not getting them as much as you used to, but the old VHS or maybe even Betamax, they came with a big old honking, I think it was probably a vinyl case. Are those have any value?
Or? Yeah, most of the cases are just typical number 5 PP polypropylene or HDPE. Yes, we'll take those as well.
And floppy disks?
And
should
floppy
we
disks.
Find one? Okay, what about books?
Books. We'll take books. We'll take all types of books, hardbacks, softbacks, textbooks, paperbacks. There are a lot of different types of paper, but as we know, paper has a value. Somebody wants it for something.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys have to cut those books? Do you have to chop them up or something?
We do have a book cutting operation. It's an old guillotine-type paper cutter. It employs people. Kind of doesn't pay for itself, but it employs people, so we've decided that's a job for somebody. The rest of them we sell in bulk to the paper mill.
Is it true that you actually bought that guillotine from the French?
No?
No. Oh, okay. Okay, here's another one. Children's car seats.
Children's car seats. Please remove all of the straps and covers, and we'll take the rest.
Oh, super. Okay. And what kind of plastic is that? Do they usually make those things out of?
High-impact polystyrene.
Okay. All right. Milk jugs?
Milk jugs. Just about anything that's in a bottle or jug form we'll take.
Okay. Milk cartons?
Milk cartons.
Paper milk cartons.
Milk cartons. There's a lot of controversy about milk cartons.
Yes.
And freezer packaging.
Uh-huh.
We will take them, though, yes.
Okay. What about campaign signs, those little signs that seem to be sprouting up quite a bit all over the area?
Oh, yes, we'll take those as well. If it's plastic, it's recyclable, paper, metal, we'll take it.
How about styrofoam?
Styrofoam. We don't collect styrofoam. You guys do.
Oh, that's right.
We do, however, in our operations, get styrofoam, and we package it up and take it to Fresh Start Market, the juvenile department.
Over there on about, I think it's 3020 Center Street.
Right.
So, yes, and that's free for residents to take their styrofoam over there. Okay, what about clamshells? Tell us what a clamshell looks like and tell us if they have value.
Clamshells are hard to describe. They come in different
formations.
chains. I'm not talking about carbon chains here. It's a little complicated. Anyway, there was a point here not too long ago that we weren't taking them. However, our friends in China have decided to open their gates a little bit, and we do accept them again.
They've opened the bosoms of their plastic recycling hearts to us.
That's right.
So a clamshell is something like you might get. Imagine you go into a Fred Meyer or a Safeway or one of these other places where they have roasted chickens, for example, and that container would be a type of clamshell. Or maybe you go into the where they sell salads and stuff, and they're a container like that, or that's got a clam-like shape to it. And sometimes they have holes in them, like it's got strawberries in there or whatnot. So that's what a clamshell is.
Yeah, we just have to remember with all recycling, most recycling, especially plastic, that please rinse it. Please send it to us clean.
Clean is good. So, you know, one of the things, Pete, I've saved kind of the – it's an important question for the last, but you guys are in the middle of just an incredible recycling upgrade at your plant over on Industrial Way. Tell us about that. I mean, this is a game changer for you guys.
It is. It's a very large multi-million dollar upgrade to install sorting equipment, MRF equipment, material recovery facility equipment, so that we can process a lot more tonnage in this down economy. I mean, I guess that's the best way to put it. It'll give us the ability to not only sort commercial material, but residential as well.
So what would a machine like that look like? I mean, we're talking about a conveyor belt?
Lots of conveyor belts, automated, what they call screens. They're sorting screens. Basically, it's sizing screens to size material that will take away big pieces of cardboard, for instance, or help separate the plastic from the paper.
Would it have magnets for getting metals out?
Yes, we currently have a magnet.
Okay, so you're already doing that.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's really exciting. And the idea that instead of us hauling our recyclables up to, say, Portland or someplace far away and having the folks here in Marion County do that, and especially, you know, the clientele that you work with, that you employ over there, that would just be amazing. That's a wonderful story. So that's really good. What if Pete Grell had one wish for Garten Services, what would it be? Had one thing, you go, wow. You don't get three wishes, you just get one. You can't ask for unlimited wishes. What would it be?
I would wish that we could have everyone, just not listening, but everybody in the county visit us to see what we do. And it's not the recycling that we're doing. It's the providing jobs for people with disabilities. The work that they do, and they do more than 90% in recycling. So the work that they do and the social equity that we help provide.
That's a great wish, Pete. So let's say that somebody wanted to visit Garten. How would they learn more about Garten? How would they come out there? What would that look like?
So fall through spring, we have a first Friday breakfast in tour that starts at 8:30, first Friday of every month. You just call our Industrial Way office or main office on Hawthorne and ask or mention that you'd like a tour. If that doesn't work, you can call our Industrial Way office and ask for a tour off hours, and we'd be happy to provide that for you. Phone number for our Industrial Way office is 503-581-4472. Just hit zero for the operator. Front office ladies would be happy to help.
You guys got a website?
We do. Garten.org, G-A-R-T-E-N.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for coming today, Pete. You've
awesome.
Been just great. You just scratched the surface, because I know there's so many things. We could just talk about, I know we just electronics, because there's so many things you guys are doing that was – you didn't even get to today. So maybe we'll have you back soon.
I would like to be back.
That'd be wonderful.
Yes.
So I want you guys to, all the listeners out there, to join us again at our next show in 2 weeks. That'll be Thursday, October 23rd. And our guest that day will be Art Kunze of Suburban Garbage and Marion County's own Griselda Puga, who will get into the ins and outs of commercial composting and much, much more. And we would love to hear from you. And anyway, anytime you really want to do, type in the government's sexiest email address. It is known as environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us. And if you want to visit us, go to our Facebook page or just Google us on YouTube and you'll find us. Anyway, until then, take care.